When I come in, you inherit a group that's already there, and everybody will have their opinion on them because they've been here longer than you were. To Danny's point, I think he had been injured, and then obviously he wasn't picked when he was fit and available for whatever reason. So I'd said to him, and you want to come in, it's a clean slate, it's up to you. He worked hard in pre-season, and then you're right, he came in on the Crewe game, did well when he came into the game, and then started obviously on the Saturday against the Fulham, and was playing well in the game, and obviously had a really bad concussion. And then when we came back out of that, we went to Queen's Park Rangers, and we decided to change that midfield formation, and he missed out. But you know, I'd sat with him, as I do, and speak to them. You know, if somebody's been left out of my team, I tell them right between the eyes, you know, so they know the reason why, and they might not agree with it, but they certainly know the reasons behind their thinking. And I told Danny, your chance is going to come again. And he was actually coming on during the week at Leeds United when Tommy Holman went down injured, and we had to obviously sit him back down and put Dara on. But again, he was really professional about it, and you know, shouting the team on latter stages as well. So his professionalism was there for everybody to see. And again, I spoke to him in the run-up to the game and said, listen, you know, you're going to start on Saturday, make sure you're ready to go, which he was. And it's pleasing when players come in, and the great thing about that is it shows that professionalism and that drive that they want to be in the team. And I thought him and Cody did very well.
There was a sense from him that the door was closing on his Blackburn Rovers career going into the transfer window closing. But is he a good example of someone that the door isn't always closed? If you make the right impression and you play well, then it's not over.
Yeah, well, I mean, this has happened up and down the country with a number of players at a number of clubs. And I always have a chat with a player. And the reason with Danny was obviously a senior player. He's been at good clubs and had a decent career and everything else. And I'd said to him, listen, it's a very simple scenario. When you're out of the team, one or two things happen. You either mump and moan and nobody will take you anyway, or you work your socks off on a daily basis. You work your socks off that if somebody comes to me and says, what about that player? You say, well, I'll tell you what, he's not on the team, but his professionalism, his quality, it's there for everyone to see. Or you do that well that you force your way back into the team through circumstance, through whatever it is. And that's what Danny Guthrie's done. He's trained ever so well, and he's forced himself into the team. He's shown there when he went in that he played really well. And what he's got to do, like the rest of them, you've got to do it on a consistent basis, because what we have now is, if you don't, somebody's there waiting in the wings ready to step in. And that's why, going back to your earlier point, that's why tomorrow night's really important, because it gives those players an opportunity to come in and say, I'm ready, pick me. And that's the problem you want as a manager. You don't want to be picking a team because they're all out of sorts. You want to be picking a team from 20 players because they're all champing at a bit and they're all playing really well. So that's why tomorrow night is a brilliant opportunity for anybody that gets that shirt to say, yeah, I'm ready, any given notice, to step into the team and stay in it.
There's going to be so little relevance between last Tuesday and this Tuesday, isn't there, in terms of both teams realise that the bigger picture is the championship and your form in that. Is it strange when you're preparing for a game that I'm sure that you go through the opposition team, what you think it'll be with the players? This is going to be so difficult to predict, isn't it?
Well, I think now that I've told them how many changes, I think they'll be able to predict what I'm going to be. I mean, Gary, for his own end, will be, you know, he might freshen it up, and he probably will. I don't think as many changes ourselves, but he will make two or three, I would imagine. But the relevance is, it shows you how quickly the championship can change, because obviously we felt aggrieved not to take anything from Leeds United during last week, particularly from 1-0 down, how well we played in the game. And Leeds United then go to Cardiff and win. All of a sudden they're in the upper echelons of the league and everything's looking rosy in their garden. They've got a home tie in the cup. And that's how quickly the championship can change. And we've said that. We have the experience of understanding that. But obviously when you get the results, it makes it better to kind of reinforce that. So for our part, yeah, it's an opportunity to go and win a tough cup tie, give players a chance that need to play, and hopefully they take that chance and then get ready for another big game at the weekend at Derby.